But the human struggle to pin down water is forever balanced on a knife edge. Get that balance wrong, and you pay the price. For all their ingenuity, the Garamantes overexploited their groundwater. Eventually, it ran out, and so did their civilization. Now all that remains are the bats. Today, modern Libyans have tapped into the same groundwater supply by using pumps to reach deeper than the Garamantes could. But just like their ancient predecessors, they're exploiting a finite resource. At most, it will last only another 50 years. But water in this most inaccessible stage of the water cycle is found in many other places. It's at its most spectacular in Tallahassee in Florida. Here, divers are just beginning to explore a mysterious series of caves called a karst system, carved out by groundwater over millions of years. This is one of the planet's least known frontiers. When they began, these divers had no idea of the extent of the cave network. To explore these caves, they've made the longest dives in history, traveling more than 7 miles from the cave entrance. They're sometimes underwater for 20 hours at a time. Their efforts have revealed one of the world's largest underwater cave systems. It's part of a huge store of groundwater of varying depths that underlies all of Florida and reaches into neighboring states. And it's not just the USA. There's groundwater in the most unexpected places. More than 30% of all the fresh water on Earth is under our feet. Looked at this way, our apparently solid planet is more like a sponge. In our early history, the need for reliable supplies of water led us to rivers and groundwater. But as humans spread across the planet, they learn to exploit the vagaries of the water cycle in many different ways.